from Spark and Anvil and Alchemist Forge. This is Alquin in Chapter 1 of the Alchemist Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini.
The first time Maya walked into the library, she thought it was empty. It smelled like old paper and quiet. Rows of glass shelves stretched out forever. They went in every direction. Some ladders climbed straight up to the ceiling. Other ladders slid sideways along the shelves. There were tiny drawers, no bigger than her thumb. There were huge drawers, as tall as her front door. But there were no signs, no labels anywhere. The only person in the whole place was a woman in a deep blue coat. She was reading something that shimmered. It looked like a magazine made of starlight. "You must be Maya," the woman said. She didn't even look up. "I've been keeping the right book aside for you." Maya's jaw dropped a little. "How did you know I was coming?" "I didn't," the woman said, "but I always keep a book for whoever walks in next. It saves time." Her name was Alquin. She had silver streaks in her dark hair. A magnifying glass hung from a chain around her neck. Her shoes made no sound at all on the wooden floor. She didn't ask Maya about her grade. She didn't ask what Maya liked to read. Instead, she asked, "What's the last problem you tried that you didn't finish?" Maya had to think. "A fraction one. It was about pizza. There were 4 friends, but only 10 slices." It had made her brain feel like a tangled shoelace. 4 friends and 10 slices," Alquin repeated. Her eyes lit up. She looked like someone had just handed her a perfect secret present. "Oh, that's a good one. You're stuck between 2 ideas, right?" Maya nodded. "One idea tells you the answer should be a nice, clean number," Alquin said. "The other idea tells you it can't be. Both feel right, but both can't be true." That was it. That was exactly it.
"Most people would just hand you the next problem in the textbook," Alquin said. She started walking along the shelves. Her steps were slow and sure. She had walked this path many times before.
"But you don't need the next problem. I think you need a problem from 3 weeks ago, one that will suddenly make sense in a new way. Come on."
She pulled out a small green book. Its spine was crooked. The faded gold letters on the cover said, "When the answer isn't a clean number."
"Why this one?" Maya asked.
"Because your pizza problem isn't really about pizza," Alquin explained. "It's about what to do when an answer is messy. You've earned this question now. You couldn't have asked it 3 weeks ago, but you can today." Maya stared at the little green book. She didn't totally get it, but a part of her did. It felt like finding a key for a lock she didn't even know she had. For a long time, Maya was sure Alquin was a magician. The library always gave her the right book. It was never the easiest book. It was never the hardest. It was just the right one.
Sometimes the right book made her feel like a genius. Sometimes it made her feel stuck for a whole afternoon. And sometimes the right book was one she had already read. "I want you to read it again," Alquin would say. "Different week, different brain, same words. See what changes." It was Maya's cousin Bram who finally figured it out. He was older. He'd been visiting the library for years. "She's not a magician," Bram said one day. "She just knows the map." "What map?" Maya asked. "Every problem is connected to other problems," he explained. "You can't really get the pizza one until you've mastered the one with chocolate bars. You can't get the chocolate bar one until you've drawn a million fractions on a number line. The map is just knowing which problem comes before which. Alquin keeps the whole thing in her head." "Is the map written down somewhere?"
Bram shrugged. "I think she tried, but the map keeps growing. New paths show up the more you learn. She loves it when a problem surprises her. That's her favorite part." Maya looked over at Alquin. She was at the far end of the library, humming to herself. She was watering a small, cheerful-looking plant on a windowsill. The next time Maya got stuck, really, truly want to throw your pencil across the room stuck, she went to the library. She sat on the wooden floor by Alcuin's desk. She didn't say anything for almost an hour. Alcuin didn't ask what was wrong. She just slid a book across the floor. Its title was, Three Problems That Look Like the One You're Stuck On. One of them isn't. Maya opened it and started to read. She was there until the streetlights outside began to glow.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Alcuin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.